Despite an ever-darkening horizon, hope remains. I'm Chris Lemke, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's easy to despair when you hear headlines like the ones coming from the Middle East and South Carolina. But don't forget, God is at work. Take this next story, for example. An FBI bust in Moldova confirms once again that ISIS is trying to build a dirty bomb.
They have no problem letting people know what their intentions are.
Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says,
ISIS has been doing damage in Pakistan, and ISIS's stated goal is to acquire nuclear technology and materials from Pakistan so that they can target the U.S. with perhaps a dirty bomb.
ISIS is growing and trying to build a nuclear bomb. Seems like a bunch of bad news, but here's the silver lining.
God continues to raise up indigenous workers inside of places like Pakistan.
With your help, FMI-supported pastors keep shining the bright hope of Christ, even as the horizon darkens.
I want to make sure, as long as we have this window of opportunity available to us, that we can help provide them with things that they don't have.
Speaking of providing, maybe you can help South Carolina? The rains may have stopped, but now emotions are taking their toll. Mark Lewis of Reach Global Crisis Response.
People have been dramatically affected, and they're really dealing with shock. But of course, they're being forced now into the cleanup process. I mean, you have to keep moving day by day. The impact upon people has been really significant.
Many belongings have been lost, and Lewis says,
it's in the days or weeks to come after the initial event when it really hits people that this is not going to be a short-term situation. It is going to take weeks and months, and for some people, even years, to get back to whatever the new normal will look like.
Reach Global is partnering with a local church also hit by the flooding. Together, they're connecting people in need and, more importantly, giving hope and encouragement in Jesus. Be praying for the people who are dealing with loss. You can also provide resources through Reach Global. Over in Syria, ISIS has created a different type of catastrophe, and it goes deeper than just the violence and murder. The emotional trauma it's causing survivors to experience is just as much of a problem. Christian Aid Mission Middle East Director Steve Van Valkenburg explains the struggles of one pastor and his family.
His home's been taken over by a rebel group, and they've got his phone number, and they phone him over and over, and they keep threatening him. And the little girl, six-year-old little girl, she hears that, what's happening, and so every night she has nightmares. And, you know, it's hard to know what's going to happen with her in the long run, but that's part of the price that the workers in Syria are paying.
Hope may seem lost, but Christian Aid Mission is working to give them a way of escape.
We're trying to put together a fund so we can have funds to be able to evacuate people when we know they're going to be taken over.
Keep listening to see how you can help make a difference. The world's eyes may be on the Middle East, but Global Aid Network USA is focused on South Sudan. Gain's been providing communities with clean water. One community needed three wells, but only one was provided. Then, God moved the hearts of the well contractors to build not just the one, but two more for free. The Jesus film was shown during the building project, and 1,000 villagers came to know Christ as Savior. Now, this community has all it needs. As Global Aid Network built wells, Asian Access sent a Japanese team to Nepal. This team was uniquely made of individuals impacted by the 2011 tsunami. The team spent 4 days cleaning up a children's home and helping a village rebuild. However, it's what the Nepalese gave back through their faith that's encouraged this team the most. Even in disaster, the Nepalese continuously place their faith in Christ. Please pray for the continued fellowship between the churches. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. More than information, it's news that helps you make an eternal difference. With all the bad news you hear from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. With your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call 800-995-4828 or click on the link missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.